Wisconsin, where she's going to school. My niece Hannah, I've been mentioning several times, and I hope it's not ad nauseum to some of you, but Hannah's cat was shot in the face by an arrow and has survived, and I just wanted to chat with her for just a moment or two. Hannah, how are you doing there, kiddo?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I imagine it was a terrible sight when you saw, is it Mr. Putter or Putter? I forget.
It's just Putter.
Just Putter. Okay. It had to be traumatic almost, huh?
It was one of those things that I never pictured myself seeing something like that. You know, something that would like happen in a movie where they shoot the animal and you find it, but you close your eyes.
Huh? Was he physically walking around or was he laying down or what?
Yeah, well, I was packing up my car to move back to Madison, which is where I go to school. And he was underneath my mom's car, and I heard a scraping noise. And I looked because that wasn't something that I normally hear in my driveway. And it just so happened that the arrow had gone through his nose and then through his mouth and out by his jawbone. So he was still walking around. He was fine. It just kind of hit his mouth area.
Man, oh, man. So what? You called the vet over to the house, right? The vet actually made a house call.
Yeah, well, I yelled to my mom, the cat has an arrow in his head. And she was like, what are you talking about? She came down, looked at it. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Goes upstairs and looks up the vet's name in the yellow pages because she didn't know what to do. And she called him. She's like, I'm really sorry. It was about 8:30 at night. She's like, I don't know who else to call. Do I take him to the emergency room, which was like a 45-minute drive away from our house? And he was like, oh, hold on a second. I'll be over there. He lives about 3 minutes away. So he drove over, looked at the cat, did a little, I don't know, whatever vets do, kind of look at it, touch it, realized that it had just gone through his mouth. And he's like, all right, you guys don't want to see this. We turn away, he pulls the arrow out and says, stop over in the morning, we'll get some antibiotics.
Wow. So Putter was one lucky cat, in other words. He used one of his 9 lives.
Yeah, well, he's used a couple of them already.
Oh, he has? Well, I might have to talk to you about that later because we're running out of time here. But you sent me You sent me a picture of Putter, and he is doing good. Everything looks like it's healed up pretty much.
Everything's looking pretty good. The first night he didn't look so good. And about the day after he was scratching to get out of we kept him in just a smaller room. And then by the third day he was back outside.
Man, oh man. Well, a lot of people here, I've mentioned this and I've posted on my Facebook page a couple of times. A lot of folks are kind of angry at what happened here. Did they ever find the culprit? Did they find out who did this?
Not yet. There's a couple things. Some people that may be able to be pinpointed, I'm not quite sure. A couple of the neighbors across the street gave us some information about it, and they mentioned there were some people that lived behind them that had shot arrows before, and so we told the police all the information, but I'm not quite sure whatever came of it.
Is it true, by the way, the police asked, do you have a picture of the cat with the arrow in the head?
Yeah, they did.
I mean, that's the first thing.
My mom replied with, yeah, that's what my mom said. That's not exactly the first thing I thought of doing.
Well, I'm so glad Putter is okay. And by the way, Mr. Putter, you can look at my Facebook page on Facebook and see Mr. Putter. He's laying there, a picture that you sent me here a little while ago. Thank you so much, kiddo. Thanks for joining us here. You have a great day, and best of luck in school.
You too. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.